as a material development civilization is artificial. Not meant for this.
It is patchwork.
Yes, men are sweet.
The Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned in the first canto how it was predicted that certain different peoples, they would conquer India. This was predicted in Srimad Bhagavatam. So these troubles they were foreseen, the troubles that India is going through today, they were foreseen over 5,000 years ago. That the Muslims would invade Turkey.
Yes, from Islam or India. Yes. I think Chandragupta's name was. Last emperor of India. I think between the demands of the Kerala, the demands brought mountains, and it was in fire, the jungle, and it was split by dynamite, and all these stones fell down. Where is that water? Bring the mountain on the head of the enemies and split it by dynamite and it should. This information is there that dynamite was there and it was used for breaking. Fighting was taking place, not in this place.
This is in connection with the churning of the ocean?
Yes.
Is it possible for the demons to win? Is it actually possible for the demons to win?
Sometimes, when there is fighting, both the parties will have chance.
And there were so many people that we decided that next week we will come and distribute the magazines.
The Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, 64th verse, from Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, says that the person in Brahmabhuta realization at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. If the devotee is situated on the platform of the Brahmabhuta, but he may not necessarily see everything as Brahman, does that mean that his realization is by intelligence and by his activity, or what does that mean?
Realization of spiritual identity.
Realization of spiritual life?
Identity.
Identity. Brahman realization for the devotee in the beginning is just that he realizes his constitutional position as servant of Krishna.
That is next. Astava, that I am not this body. That is Brahmanya.
we may only be partially situated in that realization in our present level of devotional service.
In that realize or not realize, it will depend on the platform that is put. In Krishna's Padme, that is Brahma Bhutta.
Such a person never laments nor desires anything.
Yes. So, if you realize that just happens to Krishna, very lamented.
Due to Maya's influence, a devotee may sometimes materially lament
that you have to struggle. That is called tapasya. But if you stick to devotional service, Maya will not be able to touch it.
The Maya that harasses the devotee is just mental concoction to concentrate on just serving.
And I think that means you are not in devotion. You're not concoction, you're trash. We're having a lot of trouble distributing books in the airport.
It just seems legal problems.
People don't like it.
People are opposing more. Our movement grows more and more. People want to check.
Yeah.
I intend to get it open in the summer, and there's a possibility of maybe getting 40 devotees inside the airport who could give books.
So, that is a little.
I'm going to be clear. So powerful, but if all over the country, when young men are running away from home, you have one 15-year-old boy who left everything after getting a book on a parking lot. Another boy is a sculptor and artist. He was also run away, 17 years old. Just like Raghunatha's story, once she was attracted by Vaishnava's movement, nothing could keep them at home. So all the young men of America, if they need your books, they'll come and join us.
This guy has textbooks in Humboldt University. He's been in Berlin this Friday. I have the textbooks.
So. On this program, we go to very small towns where people are not very much exposed to the greatness of the big city. And we're having great success with the people because they're a little more innocent. But we're having a problem with this other group that goes around and they do sanctifying just like us, but for Maya. And then he was on the park.
And Hare Krishna.
No. They just.
And then. Not possible.
They all know that. But Srila Prabhupada, they take us and we go up and approach them.
Yeah.
That folks can think, oh, you are this rascal. You know, the cheater. And it's causing a lot of difficulty with our distribution. I was just wondering what we can do about it.
Huh?
There's no one group?
Yeah. Well, but in one case, somebody said it was difficult because when there's fighting, you can't expect it to be easy.
There are many different levels of spiritual service.
your sanctuary is one. So long you are not your stronger than me.
Between the Neophyte devotee who are following the principles, and
the devotee is not
the Neophyte devotee who is following the principles of Siddhanta Bhakti still considered me a devotee?
Yeah.
So at different levels of advancement in pure devotional service. Well, I once gave the example of a mango that if the mango is raw, it's still a mango, then it becomes ripe. So mangoes are pure devotional service. It's different from the beginning.
Raw condition and ripe condition is not the same. The mango is the same.
The captain of that boat must know that you're here on the island today, because those whistles that he just blew were salutes, the master's salute, from the best man to the best man. He must know that you're here today.
In the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, he made a statement that if a devotee chants the holy name, even once inoffensively, with protection eternally, is it possible for a devotee,
how do you think that mind is up, Sanswan? I'm not 16. But soon. Not devotees.
One has even some small
matter of calculation. It's not mangrove devotee. And one is devotee, he'll charge more and more in less time. If I could get millions of tons and trillions of years, then I'd finish.
That is devotee.
And one is thinking how to finish it by chanting once. He's not doing it. That is Neophyte's thing.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the regulation you must have succeeded. That he'll simply try to avoid it by his so-called interior.
Is it possible for even a Neophyte to chant offensively?
Not possible. But he has to do it. It is offense to think that I have chanted once, my heart seems to actually be done now. It's all right. It is offense. I'm not allowed just to heal Papa with it. It is offense.
Chanting, following the orders of the spiritual master.
That's how. No, thankfully.
Is that considered offensive chanting?
Yes. We call it speaking in instruction.
So even if you
keep coming to offense, how is it offensive?
It's considered offensive to chanting if one follows the orders of the spiritual master carefully.
And any offense, you can broadcast. That will be just there, and you have not. Now, I don't know how you feel. Simply broadcast it. I'll see you later what is offense now. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra
not for any profit, but one service. That's
we have translated now this not our profit.
I just saw a raccoon just now while I was getting the car.
There are some in there.
No, man.
No.
Nature is in here. Nature.
They're busy building new attractions for the park, but they can't even keep the place clean. So everything is completely dirty and run down. No one will want to come in. They do that though. They have a certain amount of things that they construct new, so that the people will be thinking, oh, our taxes are being spent for our benefit. Yes.
Inside over here, wait a minute. Destroyed that. Hold on.
They come and live there voluntarily and say, I'd like to try to stop. They call it a halfway house because they're absolutely addicted, but they're dying to stop. So maybe six or seven addicts are living. Yep, not many. Here's that place right here. And some monks were there. And somehow or other, they're trying to get them to stop.
On the street, very dangerous, run down.
So your name, that's our idea. The same for the fully locked sheep.
anything back on the belt strap.
I was thinking to the Prabhupada, it would be nice to have dioramas.
Yes.
And
that.
All right.